Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome. It is Bauerle News Radio 930 WBEN. Josh Schmidt is at Master Control. No relation to Josh Allen that we know of, but we still have genealogists working on that day and night, trying to establish a parallel there between the two. But so far, best we can do is they're both named Josh. Sorry about that. Thank you very much for being with us today. It's a beautiful day in Western New York. And so glad that you are with us, and we have a lot of things we're going to get into today. Some of them might actually be interesting, so hold on to your hat. This will be my last show for a while because apparently I'm I've got another one of those eye surgeries tomorrow, and I think I know what they're going to tell me on Friday. So once I find that out, I'll know for sure. But, you know, I'll say this much about eye surgeries. I clearly cannot seem to get enough of them. I've gotten to the point where I just enjoy them. You know, it's all about training your anesthesiologist well. But speaking of, so it'll be Joe Beamer in for me. Okay, just so you are aware of that. Now, speaking of anesthesia, which is a drug, let's talk about another drug that we actually talked about yesterday, but I'm willing to continue the conversation for a little while on today's program. We had the question yesterday about marijuana, medical marijuana cards, and if you are able to be prescribed opiates if you are on a medical marijuana card. Because if you, my understanding is, and please understand, there is a lot of gray area. The laws have not caught up to current realities. It is a fact that if you have a medical marijuana card, the ATF could absolutely take your firearms away from you, strip you of your pistol permit. They could do it. Don't know if they have, but they could do it. And living in New York State, I would say, why give anybody the opportunity to take your firearms from you? So it is a true statement, and this has been backed up by the area's foremost firearms law expert, Max Tresmond. If you have a medical marijuana card, you are at risk of losing your firearms and your pistol permit, okay? They have the authority to do it. Why do they have the authority to do it? Because ATF, they're feds. And the federal drug schedule still lists marijuana on the same level as it does heroin. Now, that was the firearms issue. The issue of medical marijuana cards and your being prescribed opiates for pain relief. I have it on very good authority. I told you I would look into this, and I have. I reached out to some physicians of my personal knowledge. There's no reason why somebody on a medical marijuana card cannot be on opioids. In fact, most patients who want to come off opioids and do it slowly are on medical marijuana. Close to 50% of my patients come off opioids after starting medical marijuana. The doctors spreading that rumor are pain specialists who deal with opioids. Even if you cannot come off opioids, being a medical marijuana, or at least decrease your total dose, which will be beneficial for all individuals who take opioids for chronic pain. So, excuse me. The information there is our callers were right, apparently, that if you have a medical marijuana card, you can still get your opiates for pain relief. Another doctor, let me just scroll down to that one, if I may, on the phone. Let's see. I asked about medical marijuana cards and opiates, and he consulted with an expert in the pharmacological medical world. Should be no limitation. Should be no limitation. So then the issue becomes, for those who are on opiates, the issue becomes, well, wait, if you are taking something that is kind of legal and you test positive for marijuana, will your doctor take you off of the opioids? Well, if you don't have a doctor's script for the marijuana, if you don't have a medical marijuana card and you do test positive for marijuana, chances are, and I'm not, look, the law is a gray area right now on this, but chances are your doctor is probably going to take you off of your opioids, because if you don't have legal pharmaceutical medical sanction to have marijuana in your system, because it is illegal at the federal level, the doctor you are seeing is likely going to take you off of opioids if you test positive for marijuana, if you don't have a medical marijuana card. Does this all make sense to you? If you have the marijuana card, you should be okay with your opioids for chronic pain. If you don't have the marijuana card, we enter the gray area, and chances are your doctor is going to cut you off of your opioid prescription because you don't have medical clearance for the card. But here's where it gets really interesting. I mentioned the whole situation with firearms. I would imagine, see, even if you have a New York State medical marijuana card, if you could have your firearms taken away by ATF because marijuana at the federal level is still on the schedule of drugs with heroin, why would your doctor be able to still prescribe opiates if it's still federally considered to be a drug just like heroin? I don't understand it. And then, as I mentioned yesterday, you have a situation in New York City. And keep in mind, New York City police officers, just like police officers anywhere else, they carry sidearms. I don't know if they're doing the 40 Glocks or what in New York City. That's okay. They can't use them anyway. But they, well, just saying. But then you get into a real interesting area of the law and of drug policy where, okay, let's see, if marijuana is still on the same schedule with heroin, you've got police officers out there in New York City who no longer are going to be tested for marijuana in their system, yet they're going to be carrying sidearms. So, look, I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a doctor. I have done my due diligence as a talk show host to try to bring you the actual information and the actual facts. Why the facts are the facts, I don't know, because frankly, the facts don't make any sense. Because look at it this way. If you have a medical marijuana card and you can still get opiates despite the DEA keeping an eye on opiate prescriptions and wanting to, you know, always have a poster child for people who are pushing opiates, why wouldn't the firearms thing, like, why can you get the opiates with a medical marijuana card, but the medical marijuana card also can disqualify you from owning any firearms, much less having a pistol permit? So the point that I'm trying to make here is gray area, gray area, gray area abound. And all I will tell you is this. If you have a pistol permit or you own firearms and you also have a medical marijuana card, I would strongly suggest that you talk with an attorney who knows of what they speak when it comes to firearms law. If you have a medical marijuana card and you are on opiates, make sure your doctor is fully cognizant of the law and is acting accordingly. If you are doing both of those things, presumably in order to rid yourself of the chronic pain under which you find yourself. But I will tell you that there are, the gray area to me is it doesn't make sense if something is virtually legal in New York State that you could be denied your opiates if you test positive for marijuana. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me. But I will also tell you, and this came up during the show yesterday, I know somebody who was cut off of her opiates because she tested positive for alcohol. She'd had a glass of wine the night before and tested positive for alcohol, and she was removed from her opiate prescription. True story. And the situation, I mean, frankly, I think the situation with chronic pain in this country is absolutely abominable. And I hate to say this, but as you become older, old injuries that you got when you were younger start to act up. Plus, you have the natural degenerative processes in your body. A lot of you develop bad backs as you get older. Some of you develop deterioration in the discs and stenosis and bulging discs and everything else. You did nothing wrong. You had no trauma. You weren't a professional boxer or a golden gloves guy. You weren't somebody like that. You just went through your life. You played by the rules. You did what you had to do. And then come about 60 years old, 70 years old, you start feeling a pain in your neck and it won't go away. And you need relief. And you have to go through the ringer in order to get relief. And it has become a giant Mongolian cluster dance of epic proportions. It really has been. And I think it's a shame that people who have demonstrable conditions which would cause chronic pain have to jump through hoops in order to get the medication they need to deal with the pain. Now, they're making it easier to deal with the marijuana hoop. Now, you can use marijuana, but what if marijuana isn't your thing? What if you don't want marijuana? What if you don't want to put marijuana into your body? What if you're perfectly happy with the opioids that you have been receiving? Why should you always have to bite your fingernails wondering, oh my goodness, if my doctor dies or retires, will I ever find a doctor who is going to give me the medicine I need? We would never think of doing this with anybody with any other condition except chronic pain, okay? And I'm talking about demonstrable chronic pain where you can show a doctor, here's the CAT scan or the MRI of my cervical vertebrae, okay? Here, you see that? Okay. Do you see the report? You see what the doctors say here, the radiologist? Severe stenosis, bulging discs, bone spurs, spondylitis. My neck is in abject agony, you would say. And there are some doctors who will say, well, perhaps you could take ibuprofen or Advil, and that'll take care of it. And you've been down that road. You've been there. You've done that. It is a giant cluster out there. And the state-by-state marijuana laws, okay? And New York State, well, let's put it this way. I have not figured out the laws yet in New York State. I have no idea what they are. De facto, marijuana is legal. De facto. You can walk by a cop smoking a joint, and I don't think there's a cop in the entire state that's going to bust you. I mean, when I think back to the Rockefeller drug laws way back when and how far, in my opinion, we have come since then here in 2022, I do find some degree of humor in that particular situation. But while we have advanced in one area, we have gone back in another area because of the opioid crisis. And I'll tell you something, I had for a while somebody at the health department send me statistics on so-called opioid deaths in Erie County. Opioid deaths. And you want to know something? You know what those opioid deaths were? They were, without exception, to the best of my recollection, in Erie County, when I was being reported to on a monthly basis over the period of about 1 year, it wasn't prescription narcotics. It was the heroin that was doing it and other stuff that was laced with fentanyl. And they were classed as opioid deaths. So this whole mindset that we have entered, I find very, 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 very curious. I mean, I don't know what you do about your pain situation. Maybe we'll find out, because I want to actually continue the conversation about the medical use of marijuana with those of you who either have a medical marijuana card or you don't have a medical marijuana card, but you use marijuana to treat various symptoms and conditions of your life. You have found that, you know what, the ibuprofen, that ain't doing it for me. That ain't working. But if I take a couple of hits of weed, I get pain relief. But I don't have a medical marijuana card. Well, as long as you're not going to try to get other narcotic analgesics, you should be fine. But then you enter another area. And again, folks, it's a gray area of the law. I actually heard, and this did not come from my daughter, it did not come from a firsthand conversation, this came from a hearsay conversation with somebody, that a local police department, and I'm a big supporter of law enforcement, except FBI and DEA. I am a big supporter of law enforcement, but I heard that somebody got busted on a DUI charge because Adderall was in the car. It was in the prescription bottle. The person said, yes, I have a prescription. Yes, I took it. And this is how I'm getting the story. And they were charged with DUI because they were driving under the influence of Adderall. Now, is this story true? Is it not true? I don't know. But it made me think about the question of, okay, you are legally, even with a medical marijuana card, you're legally smoking marijuana. God forbid you run over a busload of gifted school children and they do a tox screen on you. The THC is going to show up in your system. But you might not even be high. So what are they going to do about that? What if you smoked a joint last night? You are not high at all right now. Well, given today's weed, you might be high today. But let's just say you've never, ever, that you smoked a joint last night. You're perfectly fine. A package of Oreos has gone down your belly. Okay. And you get into, God forbid, a serious injury motor vehicle accident. And they're going to run a blood test on you, and it's going to come back positive for THC. How is that going to be handled? Is that going to be a DUI situation? Or is that going to be, well, it was in his system, but we have no idea whether he was high or not. I haven't figured that one out. I don't know. Maybe we have some criminal defense attorneys listening, but this whole area has opened up so many cans of worms, I can't even tell you. But I want to do a continuation of what we did yesterday as far as, do you use marijuana to help yourself with any situation whatsoever, whether you got a medical marijuana card or whether you just do it because you have a weed guy. And everybody's got a weed guy, okay? 803-0930. Oh, come on. You know I'm right. Josh is looking at me. You know I'm right. You could get weed if you wanted to. I know you don't partake in the devil's substance, but I mean, you could have a weed guy. Evan could have a weed guy. You know, Jimmy Love, I'm pretty sure he's got a weed guy. But I'm kidding, Jimmy Love. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome. It is Bowerly, News Radio 930 WBEN. Good to be with you. And I got a lot of cool pictures up on the Bowerly WBEN Facebook page. You can check it out. I'll go through them in a little bit here. But this topic basically took on a life of its own yesterday, and I thought, hey, if it's that good yesterday, why don't I bring it back for the first part of the show on Wednesday? So it's a real simple question. It is, do you use marijuana, medical marijuana card, or otherwise to deal with any medical issue? Now, yesterday, we heard from a gentleman whose son is on the spectrum of autism, nonverbal, and receives tremendous relief from a marijuana tincture with a high level of THC. It calms him, all right? Makes him, improves his quality of life, and frankly, improves the quality of life, I'm quite sure, of the people around him. We heard from a woman whose 90-year-old mother was rapidly degenerating into nothingness. And she started medical marijuana, and suddenly her life turned around. So she's 95 years old, and her quality of life with marijuana is exponentially better than her quality of life before she started taking the medical marijuana. Now, I find that fascinating, because one of the things that several of the things that were used over the years as arguments for legalization were, for example, the big one was, hey, somebody's going through chemotherapy, they're losing weight because they keep throwing up and they have no appetite whatsoever, get them marijuana, it's going to help their appetite, it's going to help their keeping food down. And that was a big selling point. And a lot of people, well before marijuana was anything like legal, had a weed guy and they were getting marijuana and it was helping people who had cancer. Okay, I'm sure you know people like that. I know of a registered nurse whose mother developed lung cancer and was in horrible shape. And this RN was as straight as an arrow. She never had smoked a cigarette, I think, in her entire life. And she was all about tracking down some weed for her mom to alleviate the symptoms of mom's lung cancer. And this is somebody who, you know, she was so pure, she didn't have a weed guy. Some calls might have been made by me. I'm just saying. What else? What else do we hear? That was a personal story, actually. But we heard some fascinating stories yesterday of people who have been given tremendous medical relief from all sorts of things. Now, the one guy who called in, and I will echo this personally, because before I found out that I'm not allowed to have marijuana in my system because I get drug tested and I don't have a medical marijuana card and I don't want a medical marijuana card, I had taken a few gummies. Like, I think I bought a package of, I'm not even sure what they come in, like 20, 30, whatever. But I took gummies, one or two gummies before going to bed at night. And I will tell you that it was, these gummies, I think, were from state dispensaries in Massachusetts, as I recall. And I'll tell you something, I don't usually sleep a solid 8 hours, all right? That's very unusual for me. I'm a member of the 3 a.m. club or the 4 a.m. club, and it sucks because, you know, there you sit like, geez, I just got a few hours of really good sleep, but now I don't really want to go back to sleep again. But if I don't, I'm really not going to have any energy the next day. What to do? What to do? So I wish I could take marijuana gummies, but I can't. But when I did, before I knew that I wasn't supposed to, before I did, the marijuana gummies were, and it was indica gummies, they were absolutely awesome as a sleep aid. I cannot say, and again, I'm just saying, I cannot personally say enough about the benefits of indica gummies. Totally a chill feeling, no after effects in the morning, nothing like that. Because I don't take sleeping pills. I just don't. Unless you want to count the Benadryl, but that's actually for allergies. But it also has a side effect if you take one. You take two, you're in trouble. At least I am. I can't take two Benadryl. No, because then I'm wired like a meth head. All right. So I want your experiences, you, your family, with the medical application of marijuana. Now, one thing I know from having done previous shows with you guys is many of you have chronic pain issues, okay? And frankly, and I'm not complaining, I've come to terms with this a long time ago, since the age of 26, I have been in that category through no fault of my own. I wasn't exactly canoeing in New York Harbor with JFK Jr. narrowly dodging cargo ships. I mean, that kid had a death wish, but I wasn't doing anything like that. I was sitting at a red light, and I got rear-ended. And that was the beginning of, that was more than half of my life ago, to put that into perspective. And chronic pain is chronic pain. And unfortunately, there are degenerative processes that take place over time that actually make it worse. And it is just, there's natural degeneration. There's degeneration that is exacerbated by a trauma. So, yeah, I'm a chronic pain person. And I've learned to adapt. I've learned to adjust. I've learned to do, you know, whatever I have to do to get through the day. But I don't know if we have any chronic pain people who have gotten off of opioids and have switched to marijuana. And what kind of marijuana? Is it the gummy? Is it the tincture? Is it the do you smoke it? That's one thing I don't know about medical marijuana. Is it always liquid form? Is it always gummy form? Or do they just give you something to smoke? I don't know. But 803-0930 is the phone number. Star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. And as far as me, I use a whole bunch of different modalities to deal with the chronic pain situation. And, you know, I keep it at bay. Some days are pretty good. Today's pretty good, actually, because the weather is kind of cooperating. But there are times where, you know, I'm not going to lie, it's an effort to get anything done. And it's not my fault. Really, it's not my fault. But, you know, you're not going to whine about it. It is what it is, and you do what you got to do. I mean, some of you guys and ladies, you got combat injuries, and you volunteered, and you went in, and you came back, and your body's a mess, and it's a mess because you were defending the country, and you've got to deal with all of the trauma that you have been through. Physical trauma. I mean, at least that's manly or womanly trauma, not just sitting at a red light getting rear-ended. That's almost embarrassing, frankly. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Have you gotten relief from marijuana? Legal marijuana, medical marijuana card, or otherwise? Have you gotten relief from it? Yes or no? Yes or no? Maybe somebody you know. And you know what? I should probably say this. When you call in, first of all, I'm going to do Josh a favor here and Evan a favor here. Don't call in if your first words are going to be, "I don't want to go on the air, but." Don't call. No, seriously, all you're going to do is give Josh more of an ulcer than he already has from working. Every call screener, every time I say that, they always put their hands together in a giant thank you motion. Yeah, if the first thing you're going to say is, "I don't want to go on the air, but," don't call, because you're of no use to me at all. Only if you want to go on the air. And if you want to go on the air, owing to the fact that some people are still not cool with marijuana, you don't have to give us your real first name. You don't have to tell us where you're really calling from. It doesn't matter. It's not like we're going to turn your phone records over to the DEA or anything. I mean, that'll be the day I turn anything over to those guys. I think it ought to be abolished. I've been pretty clear about that. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Do you get relief from marijuana, either with a medical marijuana card or because you make your periodic calls to the local weed guy? I like that. Local weed guy. And this whole conversation was sparked by a show we did on Monday about hobbies. And we had two guys in a row who called who said their hobby was growing weed. And growing weed is a special operation. It's not like planting tomatoes and watering them. You got to know what you're doing when you're growing weed. I know quite a few people who are quite proficient at growing weed. They know more about growing weed than they do about Wall Street. Let's go to, well, they should. That's their side hustle. Let's go to Timothy in Elma. Timothy, you are on WBEN. Welcome.
How's it going? How are you doing?
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, sir. It's a beautiful day.
Absolutely. I'm on a job shift right now, so I can't be around for too much longer. But I just wanted to call up real quick, and if you got any questions, you know, I've been using medical marijuana for the better part of about a year and a half now. I used to work in collision repair, and I ended up screwing up my back, and nothing really worked for me, and honestly, it was kind of like a godsend.
So, okay, let me ask you this: with medical marijuana, do they ever prescribe stuff for you to smoke, or is it something that you vape or use as a tincture or a liquid or a gummy?
It really all just depends, because most dispensaries will give you you just have to ask them, but most of them will give you straight flower, but you can choose the option to go with actual liquid, like THC extracts and stuff like that. So really, you can go for almost just about anything.
Okay. Now, when the doctor gives you, when you obtain a medical marijuana card, does the physician write you a script for a specific strain of marijuana? For example, sativa versus indica?
No, that's all up to your own personal judgment to figure out. At least that's been the case for me. Either one usually works for me, and it makes it so I can actually function throughout the days.
So, when we hear medical marijuana, do you get a buzz out of it, or is the buzz part taken out and only the relief present in your body?
Personally, with my experience at least, I um, I don't really get the full feeling of like, oh, I'm high, I'm super high. Like, it's just a nice relax. Like, I don't feel nearly as much tension or pressure in my back. And I feel like I can actually, like, get up and do stuff rather than being a lazy couch potato all day.
Well, no, I mean, look, if the goal is to get people out of pain and the marijuana works for you, then God bless you. How do you usually take it?
Usually I smoke straight flower. You know, obviously I never do it while I'm working, only while I'm, you know, around my house or, like, not planning on going out anywhere. But I traditionally usually smoke just straight flower.
Let me ask you this, sir. Do you worry at all about getting involved in a serious accident where there are injuries involved, God forbid fatalities, and you are driving in that accident and you are tested and they find in your blood THC in your blood? You worried about facing a DUI rap?
Oh, absolutely. I like to be very responsible when I'm when I drive. You know, obviously never smoke, never drink before you drive. But it definitely is a worry that's in the back of my head. But I think with having a card and everything, it makes kind of a little more like plausible deniability, where it's like, okay, like, you know, as long as they, like, if they want to drug test me or something like that, they can. It'll come up in my system, but I won't be, you know, under the influence while I'm driving.
Yeah, see, that's something that I think is in, and hopefully we'll hear from a cop, a recently retired cop, or an attorney on this. I would like clarification on that, because if the test comes back, it's going to show THC in your body. And if it shows THC Absolutely. In your body, they're just going to presume you're a DUI. Like I said, I heard the story secondhand, but I heard today of a case, allegedly, where a local man was busted for DUI for Adderall, which is bizarre. You know how many cops are on Adderall?
I mean, almost everybody is. I mean, they hand that stuff out like it's candy, and it's that's especially one of those types of drugs where it's very, very difficult to I don't know how to describe it. It's very difficult to kind of deny that you're on it, because, like, with most people, you can very, very clearly tell
that they're on Adderall.
But yeah, usually a little more high strung, usually like a little more attentive, focused to stuff. I've never personally had any experience, but I just can't even believe.
Yeah, I get to miss out. I get to miss out on a lot of things, unfortunately. look, I'm glad that you're getting relief from your back pain from cannabis, sir. Thank you for calling. I appreciate it. All right, continuing what we talked about yesterday, I want to know about your personal encounters with marijuana helping you from a health condition, whether you're a medical marijuana card holder or not. And again, I must tell you that talking to people in various professional disciplines, my conclusion is there are a lot of gray areas out there. There's a lot of gray, a lot of shades of gray as far as the law and various activities in which we take part when we are, let's say you've got a medical marijuana card and you are a pilot. Well, you'd be governed by the FAA. I don't know if you have a general aviation, if you've got a rating to fly single engine fixed wing aircraft and you've got a medical marijuana card, I don't know if the FAA steps in and says, hey, you can't fly planes anymore. I don't know if that happens, because if they can take your guns away, they could take your pilot's license away, couldn't they? See, these are things I don't know. And I don't get to fly planes by myself anymore, but it has nothing to do with anything in my body, because I'm a pretty boring guy these days. All right. Has marijuana helped you or someone you love? You don't have to give your real name. I just want to hear your story. It's Carolyn in Niagara Falls. You're on WBEN. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you. Thank you for having me. Yes, I use medical marijuana. I have a couple of conditions. I had a brain injury, and that changed my brain in ways cognitively, where it breaks everything up, everyday tasks, into multiple steps. So it helps me to function and for everything to flow. And I also have fibromyalgia, so I have chronic pain and insomnia, and it helps with that. It helps me to get a full night's sleep, like you were talking about. And it helps with the pain. Like, I'll still feel a little bit of the pain in the background, but it's not so in the forefront of my mind where it's debilitating. I can still function better. So I've been using it for about 3 years, the medical.
So what kind do you use? Before you even get into that, does your insurance cover it, or is this something that's out of pocket?
No, it's out of pocket.
So why would you go to a dispensary when your local weed guy could probably hook you up for a lot cheaper?
Probably because I feel more comfortable knowing exactly what I'm getting, the milligrams, the dosages, and what I can have. I have multiple forms. I have vape, I have tinctures, I have capsules, and I even have dissolvable tablets. So I like those. I wasn't sure if I liked them at first, but I like them because I could put them in a bottle of water and just have a constant low, like a flow of it in my system, like a lower milligram, I guess, throughout the day. So it doesn't affect me so much. And they have different strains where you don't really get, you could, if you don't want the high, you don't need the high. They have different strains, like it's called a Delta 8. So it still helps you, helps your brain, helps with the pain, but it you don't have that in the background if that were to bother you to function. But I take different ones, and it just helps me to function better. I'm able to work again, and I also have PTSD and a little attention deficit going on, so it just kind of brings my whole brain into focus. I used to be on Adderall, and I'm glad I'm off of that, and I switched to this, and this really does help me, better. It helps with just a lot of focus, and I'm able to just accomplish my daily tasks.
So, am I safe in saying that your strain of choice is sativa?
I do. I have sativa. I have the indica later when I need to just calm my brain down and kind of relax in for the evening. And I also have the hybrid. So that's why I like going to the dispensary too, because you can get the hybrid. You can get them both together. They have so many different strains, and they're more than willing to share all the information with you and how it helps with each particular person's situation and their medical conditions. So I do use a variety.
How hard was it to get the medical marijuana card? What did you have to do?
Initially, a few years ago, I forgot the site online I had filled out, and I was hooked up with a doctor in West Seneca that I still utilize. He's a pain management doctor, and now it's yearly with him. I actually do an exam over the phone, like a video call, and then he fills out the information with the state, and then I get on the state website and with my application. I just renew my registration for
gotcha.
It yearly.
Well,
yeah.
For somebody with cognitive issues, I would mm-hmm. if you hadn't said anything, I never would have known.
Yeah, it definitely does help, because my brain would just break up, like say, for instance, cooking something, like a recipe. It could be like 5 ingredients. And a normal person would just, follow through with the ingredients and continue on. But my brain will add in all these extra steps, like walking to the fridge or adding everything, opening the drawer. And it's so overwhelming that I end up not doing anything.
Well, you could be.
It helps my brain flow.
You could be like the way I am. Step 1, hop into car. Step 2, drive
right.
to restaurant. Step
yes.
number 3, go to bar.
Yes.
Step 4,
yes.
order something. Thank you very much. I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
All right. I want to continue this because this is some good stuff. 803-0930, *930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. I want to know about you and medical marijuana. And I'm just going to say again, there's so much gray area out there. The laws federally have not caught up with what the states are doing.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader. watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.